This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green. Earlier this week, David Kestenbaum with our Planet Money team did something that seemed a little risky. He called up a broker and made an investment.
Hey, David. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Good.
Very well. Thanks for waiting for your call. You were looking to buy a treasury bond, I understand?
That's David talking with an employee at the online brokerage firm E-Trade before making his purchase. Now, the reason buying a treasury bond seemed dicey was because at the time, it looked like the government might default on its debt. It meant people who owned a treasury bond like David's might not get paid back. David's going to tell us what happened to that bond and what it tells us about our brush with default.
The thing I bought is technically called a T-bill. It's a short-term loan to the U.S. government. The way T-bills work is that, if you have one, the government is supposed to pay you a specific amount of money on a specific day. If you own this T-bill, the government is promising to give you $1,000 in a couple weeks on October 31st. I told the guy at E-Trade, his name is Peter, that's the one I want.
We're going to preview the order. We're going to buy $1,000 face value of Houston.
If people are worried about a bond, you'll see that reflected in the price. If, for instance, people are really worried they might not get that $1,000 on the 31st of October, they won't pay as much for the bond, and the price will drop. So with all the fear about U.S. default, what was this $1,000 bond selling for? $800? $900? Nope. I had to pay $999.78, meaning I stood to make exactly 22 cents on my big investment. This had to be the most boring thing Peter had helped anyone buy all day.
Does that all sound good to you, the one you wanted?
I'm not going to make a lot of money on this.
Definitely not.
What all this means is, yes, some investors were worried that the U.S. might not be able to pay this thing on time, but not that many.
All right, I'm putting the order through for you right now. You'll see it in your account shortly.
The immediate danger of default has now passed, of course. But one of the fears was that the mere fact that the U.S. was flirting with default might cost the U.S. and taxpayers money. Francis Longstaff is a finance professor at UCLA. I asked him to calculate how much the standoff in Congress had cost the U.S. and taxpayers through higher interest rates on our debt. He looked at all the Treasury bills the government had issued since the beginning of October. And the answer? The additional damage from our flirting with default?
A very wide upper bound on the potential impact is going to be on the range of $75 to $100 million.
In the scheme of things, he says, that is a very small number. The U.S. debt is trillions of dollars. Since the debt ceiling deal, that small fear investors apparently had about certain treasury bonds, it seems to have gone away. That boring bond that I bought has become even more boring. At the end of the day yesterday, it was selling for $999.99, meaning your profit in 2 weeks' time would be one penny. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.